This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
My primary belief is that we should use both successful work and unsuccessful work as an opportunity for ongoing learning. When organisations inquire or intervene, we should consider that this learning opportunity is different for workers as it is for the organisation. In all my time so far in dealing with human misery, I am still waiting to find a new hazard that caused a life-changing event for a person or people. In fact, not only were the hazards well known, the controls themselves were also well known. I have always struggled to understand how the opportunity for learning for workers happens within a traditional investigation. No one ever came up to me and said, "Can we do that again?" I learnt so much from the interview, or that corrective action has inspired me to learn and improve. Yet the new view is powerful and so full of promise as we move towards a shift from the innovators to the early adopters and finally the mainstream market for the new view of safety. I remember in the late 1990s the book Crossing the Chasm by Jeffrey A. Moore, in which he explored the technology adoption life cycle, which begins with innovators and moves to early adopters, early majority, late majority and laggards. Moore identified that there is a vast chasm between the early adopters and the early majority. While early adopters are willing to sacrifice for the advantage of being first, the early majority waits until they know that the technology actually offers improvements in productivity. This chasm happens. The objective is not to eliminate or eradicate the chasm. We need to acknowledge the chasm and do things differently to reduce the space between innovators, early adopters, and the more mainstream market. What we need is to create a gap and not a chasm. We can extend ourselves to bridge a gap, but we have to jump to cross a chasm. And when we jump, we don't know the certainty of where we're going to land or how painful the fall will be. This hypothesis formed part of our critical thinking when writing the book, The Practice of Learning Teams, with my fellow authors, Glynis McCarthy and Brent Robinson. The organization needs and wants to embed system change is different between the early adopters and the mainstream market. The innovators and early adopters, by their nature, embrace the opportunity to try things. Yet we know when we try things and how we embed things into operational practice for everyday work is different. Mainstream organizations look for transformation or improvements rather than innovation. With learning teams, the skill of the facilitator is vital and supporting the environment and learning outcomes. Being able to describe what this is and how to get there is different in these markets between innovation and transformation. Learning to become a highly competent learning teams facilitator takes more than just training or a certificate. While the concept of give it a go after training may be acceptable for those that innovate, it does not provide the layer of support to cross the chasm into the mainstream transformation market. I find it ironic that we apply doing safety differently to get a different result, but we don't try embedding practice differently to get a better result. Does this allow the environment to exist in the drift towards failure of embedding safety differently without needing a different approach? For example, for a learning team's facilitator, that transformation journey is unique. Unless you know where you are and how you're going to get there, and without a roadmap to guide you, you probably won't reach your intended destination. It takes time, application, reflection, and refinement of practice. It takes both success and failure for that person to learn and improve. We need to support people to build the resilience needed for success and failure. After all, surely failure is normal. To support people, we identified the need to have a framework that allows both the organization and the person to know what does good look like. Where am I currently at? Where do I need to be? How will I get there? What support will I need to be successful? And how do I share my success and failures to learn and improve? Whether your journey is just beginning or you're a highly competent person, you will find immense value in participating in a community of practice with others. Learning from others, sharing your stories, and being part of something bigger is critical in embedding system change. By having a framework that allows us to see where we are going and to measure ourselves against what good looks like, it will help us to reduce the chasm to a gap with the ultimate goal of embedding safety differently for everyday safety of work.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon and other podcast providers near you.